This time of the year, we're thinking about the coming of our Lord.
在这段时间,我们思想主的来临。
We call it Advent season.
我们说这个是主的降临的时间。
Well, the Bible speaks of our Lord coming twice.
但圣经告诉我们,我们的主会来两次。
And Christmas season, as we call it, is when we think of his first coming.
当我们提到圣诞节的时候,就是指着主的第一次的来临。
And our coming together here, we have been thinking of his advent.
我们在这里,几天的时间,我们思想到主的来临。
First, I am come.
首先,主说,我已经来到。
Second, if I had not come,
第二,我们思想到主说,如果我没有来到。
I will come again.
但今天我们思想的是,主说,我将要回来。
Now we're going to think about that this morning particularly.
今早我们特别的来到思想,主再次的回来。
I will come again.
我会再次的回来。
See in John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章。
Lord Jesus was leaving his disciples. He was about to go back to heaven after his cross.
我们的主耶稣经过他的十字架之后,他就要离开他的门徒,回到天家。
But he left a word of comfort to his disciples.
但他留下安慰的话给他的门徒。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章。
We will read verses 1 to 3.
我们读第一节至第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
第一节至第三节。
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
约翰福音第14章第1节至第3节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那里。
Verse 3 once again.
第三节我们再读一次。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You have spoken not only about the present,
我们的主，我们感谢你，你不单止讲到现今，
but also about the future too.
你都讲到将来。
And you have told us what to expect.
你告诉我们,我们应该期望的是什么?
That if you will come again,
如果你再来的时候,
it is to receive us,
是来接待我们,
not to reject us,
不是拒绝我们,
not to ignore us,
不是忘记我们,
but to receive us,
是来接待我们,
and take us where you are.
带我们去你的地方。
Oh, we wonder, we worship, we do not understand, but we believe.
我们稀奇,我们感谢,我们不明白,但我们相信。
You mean what you say.
主你所说的,就是你所说的意思了。
Your promises will be fulfilled.
你的应许一定会成就。
Your work will be done in preparation.
你的工作,在预备的工作一定会完成。
And we anticipate the day when we may be not only with you, but where you are.
我们切切的期望,等候主有一天我们去你那里,不单止去你那里,但是和你一起。
Oh Lord, it's your wonderful grace.
主实在是你奇妙的恩典。
It's your divine love.
是你的神圣的大爱。
It's eternal faithfulness.
是你那个永久的信实。
That we can anticipate this privilege.
我们能够迫切的期望,等待这个权利。
But also make ready.
我们都要准备好。
That we not shall not be ashamed when you come.
当你来的时候,我们不会羞愧。
but shall enter joyfully upon our inheritance in Christ. Oh, bless this morning we are spending together. And speak to us about those glorious facts. That we may be not only expectant, but be prepared also. So bless your word to us, Lord. And let it be your word we hear. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will come again. Now with that promise, perhaps there are questions that arise. How will he come? Why will he come? When will he come? And where will he come? Of course, questions do arise when such a wonderful event is expressed or declared. We cannot in one session examine it all. And even that which we hear, we may not fully understand. But we believe in the ministry of the Spirit of God. And that he will interpret and enable us to comprehend these great wonders. That which is associated with the fulfillment of his promise, I come again. Now, we're going to begin with this question. How? How will he come? Well, the scripture, the New Testament, tells us a number of things about that. How he will come. And we begin with Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 1. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. And verse 11. Jesus has just ascended to heaven. And these disciples of his who saw him go remain standing with wonder and question. And so the Lord speaks to them. Verse 11, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So what do we learn from that about his return? How will he come? He will come in bodily form. As you have seen him go, the messenger says. In like manner he will come. Did he go just in the spirit? No, he went in his resurrection body. A body that could be seen. Could be handled. And which was real. So this is the first thing about how he will come. He will come in bodily form. And what do we read also in Matthew? Chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Verse 27.
第27节,
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
马太福音24章27节, 闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也是这样。
What does this tell us about his coming?
经文告诉我们主的回来是怎样呢？
Well, you see, lightning is referred to.
这里我们看见这里讲到闪电。
And what is said about lightning?
怎样讲到闪电呢？
Oh, you see it.
你看见的。
We may be shut in a room like this.
或者我们在一个房间里面。
But if there's a storm outside.
但如果外面是大风大雨。
If there's thunder and lightning.
如果外面行来闪电。
You say, oh, lightning.
我们看见，我们说，啊，闪电啦。
It's very public.
这个很公开的。
And his return will be very public.
主的回来是会很公开的。
Every eye shall see him.
每一个眼睛都能够看见他的回来。
That's an expression of publicity, isn't it?
这个就是公开的意思啊。
He will come with great publicity.
他来的时候会很公开的回来。
Not a secret coming.
不是一个秘密这样的回来。
That there should be any doubt about it.
要知道那里有人有怀疑了。
If it were a secret.
如果是秘密的话。
Then only a few might be assured it was true.
好，或者只是几个人先知，几个人先知知，好，只是几个人知道他是真的回来了。
But when his return is likened to lightning.
但如果他回来好像闪电。
Then there's everybody going to see it.
每个人都能够看见的。
There'll be universal television.
那是一个宇宙性的电视。
Not man's manufacturing.
不是人制造出来的电视。
But God's providing.
神所预备的。
Every eye shall see him.
每个眼睛都会看见他的回来。
We wonder, I used to wonder anyway.
我有时这样的来到思想。
I think it was in 1954.
我想是1954年的时候。
I heard that the Pope had spoken,
我听到教宗讲一些说话
and that 50,000 people had seen him.
有15,000的人来看见。
Oh, I thought that's something.
这个都挺犀利的。
But nowadays, even by television manufactured by man,
但今天如果就算靠着人制造出来的电视，
so many eyes can see.
好多的眼睛能够看见了。
But here's something quite more than that, much more than that.
但圣经里面所讲的是比这个更多更多。
So shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
人子降临也要是这样。
As lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west.
好像闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。
So first, he's coming in bodily form.
所以第一点，他回来，他肉身里边的回来。
Second, he's coming with great publicity.
第二，他回来，他是带住，他是公开的回来。
Now here's another reference to his coming in this chapter.
在这章里面还有另一节的地方是讲到他的再次的回来。
See verse 29.
第29节。
And 30.
第30节。
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
第29节和第30节，那些日子的灾难。一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上堕落，天世都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在地上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
not coming as a baby, not found lying in the manger, coming with power and great glory. Not coming as just a man. Coming as one with majestic power. So this is another reference as to how he will come. Then we see also in 2 Thessalonians, another reference concerning the manner of his coming or how he will come. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. What do we have in verse 7?
第七節我們讀到什麼呢?
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7.
接下來現在後書第一章第七節。
And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire.
第七節也必使你們這受患難的人與我們同得平安，那時主耶穌同他有能力的天使從天上在火焰中顯現。
Another reference to his coming shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He's not alone. He's surrounded with a company, celestial company. But notice also, in verse 8 it says,
第八節,
in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
當主在火焰中顯現的時候,第八節就說,要報應那不認識神和那不聽從我主耶穌福音的人。
Here's another aspect of his coming.
這個再次回來的另一個方面,
in flaming fire.
在火焰中的顯現,
rendering vengeance.
是来到要审判报应那些不认识神的人。
And what does it say?
那他说什么呢?
Who is going to experience his vengeance?
谁来经历他的报应呢?
They that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是那些不认识神和不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
In spite of his first coming, and the celebrations we have had, that he really has come, and by his coming he's given life, life. Jesus said, I am come that ye may have life. Eternal life. That's what he gave to those who called upon him. Eternal life. But here, when he comes, rendering vengeance on those who know not God. Now is that a dreadful thing? Indeed it is. There should remain on earth until the second coming of our Lord Jesus men that know not God. Because through the ages God has not been hiding himself. He has been making himself known in history. Not by fiction or by legend. But by history. God has been making himself known. That men should know him. Whom to know is life, new life, eternal life. I was travelling in a train in India some years ago now, of course.
很多年前,当然啦,我在印度的时间,
It was a night journey from Ahmedabad to Bombay. And in the morning, when we woke up, I found that another young man, English man, in the same compartment as I. We were not meeting so many Englishmen in those days. But we got talking. He was there on voluntary service overseas. And after we had talked a bit, I said, "Do you know God?"
Nope.
"Don't you want to know God?"
Nope.
"Don't you think you should know God?" Nope. I said, "Do you know your mother?" Yes. "Is it good to know your mother?" Yes. "Wouldn't it be good to know your God? Your Maker? And your Redeemer?" Who are going to be discomfited when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again? Those who know not God. But also hear, what does it say? They who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? Good news. Those who obey not the gospel. Why the word obey? Why, because there are commands relating to the message, the good news. Didn't Jesus say, "Come unto me"? There are commands. They may be invitation, yes, come. But there are commands as well. And we have to remember that. That we're disobedient if we obey not the gospel. We're guilty before God. And when Jesus comes again, if that is true, that I don't know God, Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." And if I have not obeyed the gospel, when Jesus says, "Follow me," we're going to be discomforted, we're going to be unhappy. Because the Lord will then be our judge at his coming. Coming with flaming fire, rendering vengeance on them that know not God, that they obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? How wonderful, on the one hand, when he comes again. Oh, but how dreadful on the other hand. Why? Why, because when he comes, it's expressed this way. The day of the Lord. That's how his return is spoken of. It introduces the day of the Lord. Does God have a day? Does the Lord have a day? Yes, he does. Do we have a day? Yes, indeed we do. And now is our day.
现在就我们的日子了。
And it's quite a long day, isn't it?
是吗?很长的日子啊?
From Adam.
从亚当,
until now.
直到现今,
we don't know how much longer, not, perhaps not much longer.
我们不知道还有多久,
but it's a long day.
但一个很长的日子,
from Adam even until now.
由亚当直到现今,
but it's our day.
是我们的日子,
our day of opportunity.
是我们有机会的日子,
to learn the most important things.
你要学习最重要的事情,
the truths, the facts about our Lord God.
那真理,
and about the work and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes,
但当他来的时候,
when he comes with flaming fire,
当他在火焰中显现的时候,
it's a reference to his day.
是讲到他的日子了,
when our day will finish,
我们的日子会完结了,
his day will begin.
他的日子就开始了,
now, another question concerning his coming.
现在有一个问题关乎他的回来,
why?
为什么?
Why is he coming?
为什么他要再回来呢?
He's coming to establish the Father's kingdom.
他回来,
how is he coming?
他怎么回来呢?
Well, let us see. In 1 Thessalonians,
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》,
chapter 5,
第五章,
chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 16,
第十六节,
1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse
16, 第四章第十六节,
the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
因为主必亲自从天降临, 有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音, 有神的炮吹响, 那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
His return,
他的回来,
from heaven to earth,
由天上边来到地上边,
is going to be heralded, announced by a trumpet.
那里有天使吹号的声音来到宣告他的回来,
by a loud voice.
那里有大的声音,
and what's going to happen?
有什么事情会发生呢?
The dead in Christ are going to rise.
在基督耶稣里面死了的人必先复活。
Notice, it's the dead in Christ.
留意,那在基督里面死了的人,
is those whom Jesus has put to sleep. We read about that in John chapter 5. The Gospel by John. Chapter 5. What does it say? Verse 25.
第25节,
thank you, brother. Verse
25.
第25节, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
第五章的第25节, 我实实在在的告诉你们, 时候将到,现在就是了。 死人要听见神儿子的声音,听见的人就要活了。
Now here, the Lord is speaking while on earth the first time.
这是主耶稣在地上第一次的时候,在地上讲的说话。
And he says, the day is now.
他说现今,
when? When what?
是现今什么时候呢?
When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
他说死了的,死人要听见神儿子的声音,听见的人就要活了。
The dead, who are they?
这些死人是谁啊?
Those who are dead in trespasses and sins.
那些死在罪恶过犯里面的人。
Those who are dead in trespasses and sins.
那些死在罪恶过犯里面的人。
They shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
他们听见神儿子的声音就要活了。
Now notice verse 28.
留意第28节,
Marvel not at that, at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
28节,你们不要把这事看为稀奇,时候要到,凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音。
And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
就出来,行善的复活得生,作恶的复活定罪。
So this is something more.
啊,那里有更,有另一样东西哦。
This is speaking of the future.
啊,这里是讲到将来。
Verse 25 is speaking of the present.
啊,第25节是讲到现今。
The hour that now is.
啊,是时候,现今就是了。
But the hour is coming.
啊,但是将来的时候,要到的时候呢。
When he returns.
啊,当主再回来的时候。
All that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
啊,凡在坟墓里的人都要听见这个声音。
And they shall come forth.
就要出来了。
So here indeed is the introduction of his day.
啊,这个就是介绍出就是主的日子了。
When he is to be known as he really is.
啊,当他要被人认识,他的实际上他是哪位。
And when his voice shall not be resisted.
啊,他的声音到时候人就不能够拒绝了。
The dead shall hear.
啊,死的人能够听见。 所有死人都能够听见,
they shall come forth.
啊,他就从坟墓里面出来了。So
his coming must be viewed, his second coming must be viewed with seriousness.
啊,所以这个第四个翻来,我一定要很严肃地来思想。
There's wonder about it.
啊,那有奇妙的事情。
There's glory in his return.
啊,那有再次的翻来有荣耀。
See what we read?
啊,我们读到的。
In 2 Thessalonians.
啊,接下来的后书。
2 Thessalonians.
啊,接下来的后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse
10.
When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
这正是主降临,要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀,又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。
To be admired by all those who believe.
那些所有相信的人都要看为稀奇的。
To be glorified in his saints.
在这个众信徒身上得荣耀。
That those that are present when he returns.
那些当主回来的时候,在那里的人。
They will not only be caught up with his reality, his majesty, his beauty, his splendor.
提到,见到他的荣耀,他的尊贵,他的权能,
but they'll look at those that have come from him, come with him.
但看见同一起来的,
what will they see?
他们看见什么?
They will see his glory, the riches of his glory in them.
他们能够看见,是主荣耀的产业在他们的身上。
They shall marvel.
他们就显得稀奇了。
He will be glorified in his saints.
啊,在他圣徒的身上得着荣耀。
You know, Paul prayed something that I used to find a bit difficult.
你知道,保罗祈祷,我暂时发觉很困难。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章,
and verse 18.
啊,第十八节,
Paul prays for those believers in Ephesus.
啊,保罗为以弗所的信徒来祷告,
that the eyes of their hearts should be enlightened.
他叫他心中的眼睛得以明亮,
that they should know the hope of their calling.
他认识他们的恩召的指望,
and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒里面的,那个荣耀的产业,
I used to think, his inheritance in the saints.
他的思想, 他在众圣徒当中的产业,
the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在信徒当中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀?
Because as we view things here naturally,
因为我们是今天按照天然的来看我们,
we don't see much of the glory of Christ in the saints.
我们看不到在信徒当中有很多基督的荣耀。
Ah, but Paul said, he prayed the eyes of their heart should be enlightened.
但保罗求是现在所有信徒的心中的眼睛能够被打开。
That's going to happen when he returns.
当主耶稣回来的时候，这个事情就要发生了。
The eyes of our hearts are going to be enlightened.
我们的心中的眼睛就要被光照了。
Because he's going to be glorified in his saints.
因为他要在信徒的当中得荣耀。
How's that?
这个怎样呢?
Well, he's said to be the heir of all things.
圣经里面讲到我们的主是承受一切的后嗣。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书第一章的第三节。
God has appointed his son to be the heir of all things.
神立他的儿子为承受万有的。
I used to think, well, even so, he won't have much of an inheritance.
我就想，虽然是咁，但系佢唔会有好多嘅产业啦。Because
when we consider, after all, what we are and what we are like,
因为当我哋思想到我哋系点样嘅，how
we think and how we act,
我点样嘅谂，我点样思想，我点样去行动，and
how we so often betray our Lord,
有几多个时候我哋出卖我哋嘅主。
Is there much glory in the saints?
在圣徒当中有几多个荣耀呢?
Well, consider this.
但思想这个,
the Lord has deposited so much with us.
但主将几多个东西来交托给我们?
If you are thinking of an inheritance for your children,
如果你想到你将你的产业来到,去流传给你的儿女,
well, what do you do?
你怎么做呢?
Well, you invest, don't you?
我们就会投资了,
you may not have much money.
或者我们没有很多钱,
you'd like to leave them more.
但你想你将一切所有的,
you want their legacy, your legacy to them to be reasonable.
你将你留给你的儿女的遗产,
so, anyway, you invest what you've got.
所以无论怎样,
and if it's invested,
当这些钱被投资的时候,
what happens?
有什么事情发生呢?
Well, there's increase.
应该是增加呢?
And the Lord has invested so much of himself in you and me.
我们的主将将自己很多的将自己来投资在你和我的身上。
And that is meant to be bearing interest.
那应该是有利息的。
And at the end it can be as said here.
最终应该能够好像这里所说的,
when he comes with his own,
当他来和他属他的人回来的时候,
we shall marvel at him in his people.
我们应该稀奇他的子民,
we shall be to the praise of his glory.
我们要成为他的恩典的荣耀恩典的称赞。
Paul said, 保罗说, the eyes of the heart should be enlightened.
他心中的眼睛要被照明,
to see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在应该在圣徒当中所得的产业是何等的丰盛,
it'll come out at the end.
最终要显出来的,
not more than it actually is.
不会多过他实际所有,
but it will come out at the end.
但最终会显出来的,
that if he has invested in his love, in his wisdom, in his power, in you and I, and then has handled our lives and our circumstances in such a way that our knowledge of him has increased, there will be the day of his coming, when he will be glorified in his saints. You know, there's a little verse in 1 John, which I think is misunderstood or misinterpreted. In 1st Epistle of John, See what it says. Verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
看啊，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
Called the sons of God. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。 将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。
We shall be like him.
我们要似他。
We shall see him as he is.
我们要见到他的身体或者他的所事。
Now how do you understand that?
我们怎样明白这个呢？
You think, oh, suddenly I'll be made up. Everything lacking, I will be made up. I shall see him as he is.
是吗？啊，突然间，啊，我就我嘅亏欠啊，就会被补满啦。我见到佢嘅时候，我就好似佢啦。So
many people think that this is a reference to all that's lacking at the moment of his coming will suddenly be made up.
有好多人佢哋咁样以为，当主翻嚟嘅时候，佢一切嘅缺陷，到时就一切嘅缺陷都被补满啦。We
shall be like him.
我哋就似佢啦。
Well, it says that, yes.
没错,这是这样讲。
But what's the context?
但那内容是什么呢?
Notice the context.
你留意个内容。
See him as he is.
说,见他的真体,或者见到他的实在的所事。
Not more, not less.
不是更多,不是更少。
As he really is.
是按照他实际上所事的,我们来见到他。
We shall be like him.
我们就会似他。
Not more, not less than we really are.
亦都唔系多个少个，我哋实际上所持。
Just as we are.
正如系我哋点样样。
Time has now passed when any improvements can be made.
嗰个能够改进嘅时间已经过去啦。
When any advance in godliness is lost.
所有一切系正义里边嘅，想你想向前行嘅，都冇晒啦，失去啦。
See what it says in the next verse.
你看下面那句,
and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
第三节,凡向他有这指望的,就洁净自己,像他洁净一样。
You see, this verse indicates that everything is not perfected, we've got to go on to perfection.
你只告诉我们, 现在一切都不是圆满的,我们一定要继续向完美的来到进前。
John is speaking about the moment of unveiling.
就是一按他在死的时候,是一个仍然未得胜的时间。
Like the moment when our Lord was transfigured on the mountain.
是刚刚好像当我们的主在变化山上面,来到显出他原本的形象的时候。
He had been veiled in human, by human flesh.
他被肉身来遮罩着。But
on the mountain,
但在山上面,
the curtain was taken away.
那个遮罩,肉身的遮罩就被拿走了。
And he was seen as he really was.
他就被看见,他是实际的真体是怎样。
And that's going to be like us, or we are going to be in that situation.
We're
going to be seen as we really are.
我们到时就会被看见我们实际上的本相是怎样的。
When he returns.
是当他回来的时候。
That's in connection, of course, with the reference coming as a flaming fire.
这个是跟主在火焰里面回来是相连的。
Rendering vengeance on those that obeyed and knew not God and obeyed not the gospel. There's a frightfulness, a frightful sense in the day of the Lord.
当讲到主的日子的时候,那个是一个叫人惧怕的感觉。
It's going to be wonderful.
是一面的,是很奇妙的。
But not for everybody.
但不是给每一个人。
For those who have not been perfected in holiness and the fear of the Lord, when they see him, they will mourn. Why be sorrowful? They're not prepared. So we have to remember that his return, while wonderful, is a searching event. You cannot look for the Lord's coming and look for the world as well. You can have no joy in the thought of his returning if you're still ambitious for the things of this world. The things are different. His things and the world's offerings. If with joy we're going to look for his coming, it's because we've been freed from captivity to the things of this world. And we shall then have no fear of being seen as we are.
我们就不要惧怕,
so he's coming in bodily form.
所以他在身体里面的回来,
he's coming with great publicity.
他回来就是公开的回来,
he's coming with power and great glory.
他回来带着荣耀和权柄,
he's coming in flaming fire.
他回来带着火焰的回来,
how else is he coming?
他怎样的回来啊?
Coming as a thief.
好像个贼咁样翻嚟,
coming as a thief.
好像贼咁样翻嚟啊,
that said about his person.
啊, 这个讲到他这个人,
and it said about his day.
啊, 讲到他的日子,
coming as a thief.
啊, 他日子翻嚟, 好像贼嚟咁样,
do you like a thief?
你喜不喜欢贼啊?
Do you welcome a thief?
你会不会欢迎个贼回来啊?
You say, oh, I'm so pleased to see you.
啊, 你会跟个贼说, 啊, 我真的很欢迎见你了。
Of course not.
当然你不会啦,
why?
为什么呢?
Because a thief comes to take away.
因为贼来就是要拿走的东西啊,
he doesn't come to give.
他不来,他不给你的东西啊,
why?
为什么呢?
Should the coming of our Lord be likened to that of a thief?
为什么这么说,主的回来好像贼那样啊?
Because when he comes,
因为当他回来的时候,
there is going to be a taking away.
因为他有些东西会被拿走的。
Taking away of what?
拿走什么啊?
Taking away of any further opportunity.
是什么,所有的机会都拿走了。
To redeem, to restore the damage that has been done.
是要那些机会是能够叫那些受损坏的能够得到恢复的机会是拿走了。
Or to be healed from the sickness which we are suffering.
从我们所有的病,从我们身体里面来得到医治,那个机会是拿走了。
No more opportunity.
再没机会了。
The thief has come to take away.
贼来是要偷拿走的东西。Now,
I happen to know, only briefly, a dear bishop.
我认识一个监督。
We must not think that all bishops are bad men.
我们不应该这么想,
no, I knew a very dear bishop.
我认识一个很亲爱的监督。
He was a godly man.
他是一个属神的人,
and he led many to know the Lord.
他带很多人来认识主,
but when he was a lad,
但当我一个小孩的时候,
and in boarding school,
当我在寄宿学校读书的时候,
he put up on his wall
在房的墙那里,
four words.
啊, 就贴了四个字,
and those words were this.
啊, 这四个字呢,
as now, so then.
啊, 现在如何, 将来也如何。
And other students came in and said, what's that mean?
有个学生进来的时候就问, 啊, 这什么意思啊?
What do you mean by those words?
你这样把四个字在那里什么意思啊?
As now,
啊,
现在如何, so then.
将来也如何。
Well, he said, we're always promising or thinking that tomorrow will be better.
啊, 我们很多时都这么想, 或者以为有这么应许, 明天是更好。
But the fact is invariably,
但是那个事实就永远都是
what I am today, I'll be tomorrow.
我今天怎么样，明天我都是怎样啊。
If I'm a success today, I'll have success tomorrow.
如果今天我是成功的，明天我都成功。
If I'm a failure today, I'll fail tomorrow.
如果今天我是失败的，明天我都失败啊。
We're always thinking that we can be better tomorrow.
我有时想着明天我会更好。
Got to be better today.
应该今天更好啊。
Got to be faithful today.
应该今天忠心啊。
Don't be late today.
今天不要迟到啊。
Don't be late tomorrow.
明天都不要迟到。
Be the same.
我们应该时时都一样的。
And that is why.
那就是个原因。
That is how.
那就是怎样啊。
We prepare.
我们预备。
When he appears, we shall be like him.
当他显现的时候，我们要似他。
Not improved beyond what we are.
大家不是说是越过我们本身的所是。
But all the coverings taken away.
但所有的遮盖都被拿走了。
Just as when he was unveiled on the mountain.
正如在变化山上边的时候。
And they saw him as he really was.
遮盖他肉体被拿走，他们就看见他的真相了。
So we shall be unveiled and seen as we really are.
正当时我们一切的遮盖我们的都被拿走，我们就要照着我们的本相咁显明我们的所是。
So it's solemn to think about that.
好严肃的事情，我们思想这个。
And we have to take notice.
我们一定要留意啊。
His coming is in flaming fire.
他的翻嚟系好似火焰咁嘅翻嚟啊。
But his coming is also to show his glory in those he brings with him.
但他翻嚟都系要喺佢。但是他带来的人属于他的人是在他身上显出荣耀。
What a privilege.
是一个何等的权利。
What a high calling you and I have.
是这里我有一个何等高的呼召。
To be expressing, showing forth his glory.
是我们能够去表达显明他的荣耀。
His holiness.
是他的圣洁。
His majesty.
是他的尊他的威严。
His purity.
是他的单纯的。
His love.
是他的爱。
He's coming to be glorified in his saints.
他都回来在这个圣徒当中得着荣耀。
But he's coming as a thief.
他来的时候像贼这样回来。
Now why should that figure be used?
为什么要这样来形容呢?
For two reasons.
因为两个原因。
You don't welcome a thief.
你不欢迎一个贼。
Do you?
你会不会呢?
No, you don't welcome
a
thief.
你不会欢迎一个贼。
Because he's come to take away.
因为他来的要拿东西走啊。
And why does he use the figure of thief?
为什么用到贼来形容呢?
Because he's also unexpected.
因为是你不预料到的时间啊。
We can't know the day when he's coming.
我们不知道主几时回来。
People have wanted to know the day.
很多人想知道主回来的日子。
Some have even presumed to put a date.
有些人甚至是这样的妄自的来摆这个日子。
But Jesus himself said, I don't know the day.
但主耶稣自己说我都不知道日子啊。
That's with my Father.
你在父的手里面。
He knows the day.
父知道几时。
He won't make a mistake.
父不会错的。
But our Lord doesn't tell us the
day. 但我们的主不告诉我们听哪一天。
So, how will he come?
他怎样回来呢？
Bodily form,
是肉身的形象。
Great publicity,
是公开的翻译。
With power and glory,
尊贵 是荣耀。
In flaming fire,
在火焰里面。
As a thief,
好像个贼。
As a thief,
好像个贼。
Will there be anything that you will lack in that day?
在那天，你没有一些东西你是缺乏的。
And if you and I should say,Well, I couldn't help it.
我们会不会到时我们说哎呀我没办法的。
I know I'm not what I ought to be.
我知道我不应该是这样。
I'm not even what I want to be.
我也都不是我想的。
But I can't help it.
但是我没办法的。
That's a lame excuse.
这个是一个无效的一个借口。
In Isaiah chapter
28, 以赛亚书28章
we read about those who made lies their refuge.
他们那些人是用谎话作他们的避难所。
made lies their refuge.
用谎话做他的避难所,
they may have said like some,
有些人说这样讲,
no hell,
没用啊,
no heaven,
没地狱没天堂啊,
made lies their refuge.
他用谎话谎言来做他的藉口,
no need of fear,
不需要怕啊,
because no judgment,
没有审判的,
making lies,
是谎话来的,
don't do that.
不要这样啊,
because he has spoken.
因为他已经讲了说话了,
and he has worked.
他已经工作了,
has he not worked in you and me?
他有我在你身上,
has he not spoken words that we can hear and know?
他有我跟你讲了说话,
has he not called us to righteousness?
他有我呼召我们,
and has he not provided that for us?
他有我将他自己的公义来到为我们预备呢?
Did he not die to make adequate
provision
for you and I? He does.
He does.
When he comes,
当他来的时候,
shall we be like him?
我们会不会像他?
Shall we be seen as he is seen?
我们会不会被看见,
it's going to be a time of unveiling.
那里有一个时间,
what will be revealed?
什么会被显露出来呢?
His glory,
祂的荣耀,
in you,
在你里面,
what a wonder if it is.
啊, 如果是这样就奇妙了,
oh, we are not our workmanship.
我们不是我们自己的手的工作,
if we are truly in his hand,
如果真的在祂的手里面,
we are his workmanship.
我们是祂手里面的工作,
perfected in holiness and the fear of the Lord.
在圣洁,
that's a preparation.
这个就是那个预备了,
that when he comes like unto a thief,
啊, 当他过来的时候,
there's nothing he can take away.
那里没有东西他可以拿走,
it's secure, it's precious.
是稳固的,
it's the Father's inheritance.
是父的产业,
so many times I've read recently,
啊, 最近我很多次这样来读,
that the people of God are God's inheritance.
神的百姓就是神的产业,
that's a wonderful thing.
啊, 这样奇妙的事情,
but what is his inheritance like? Is it showing his wealth?
啊, 但他的产业是好像怎么样? 是不是显出他的丰富呢?
His faithfulness in providing?
是显出他的信实的预备呢?
His power in preserving?
啊, 他的权能来到保守呢?
Until that great day of unveiling,
直到那一天,
let us think upon these things, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
don't let us hurriedly pass over these wonderful references to his coming.
我们不要就这样流过,
or ignore the fact that for everybody it will not be a day of rejoicing but of mourning.
不要忽略, 当主回来的日子,有很多人,他们不是喜乐的,他们会很伤心的。
Then shall they mourn for seeing him whom they have pierced.
那些是用枪杀他的人,他们到时他们会很伤心的。
At the birth of Jesus,
在耶稣的出世,
in Bethlehem,
在巴利行,
what singing there was.
那什么景象呢?
The angels of heaven,
天使在天上面,
what singing.
他们唱什么呢?
What a joyous celebration, his advent.
他的来临,
how much more when he shall return in glory.
他的再次回来,不是更荣耀吗?
Not just as a baby,
不是像一个婴孩那样回来的,
but in majesty and power.
是在尊贵荣耀的里面,
why is he coming?
为什么他回来呢?
He is coming to establish the kingdom, the Father's kingdom here on earth. You know, there's a lovely verse in the Revelation, chapter 11. Revelation chapter
11.
Verse
15.
The seventh angel sounded,
there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
第十一章第十五节，第七位天使，最后天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
Here, a very critical point in history is referred to. It's with the sound of a trumpet, voices of heaven. What are they declaring? The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. It's the termination of a terrible, long-lasting conflict. In which there has been so much dispute and so much conflict as to who this earth and the kingdom here belongs to. When I was here last time, I think I was speaking about the heavens do rule. Doesn't look like it, does it? But there's coming a day when there'll be no doubt about it. That's the day when our Lord Jesus returns and establishes here on earth that for which we have prayed for since we were babies. What is the prayer? What is the prayer that Mother taught us? Of any prayer if we've ever prayed. Surely it's this prayer that we have in Matthew chapter 6. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't have anything like that at present, do we? The will of God done on earth as it is in heaven. There's not a kingdom on earth like that. What is the reference? It's a reference to what we call the millennium, the 1,000 years. We read about that in Revelation. Chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20.
第一節至第六節，我又看見一位天使從天降下，手裏拿著無底坑的鎖匙和一條大鏈子，他捉住那龍，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆綁一千年，扔在無底坑裡，將無底坑關閉，用印封上，使他不再迷惑列國。等到一千年完了以後，必須暫時釋放他。 我又看见几个宝座，也坐有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣作见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记的人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活。 直等到一千年完了，在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。Here
in the first three verses, we're told how God dealt with Satan.
喺呢度，我哋第一节至第三节，我哋想睇到神点样对付魔鬼。
cast him into the bottomless pit. Shut him up there for 1,000 years. And then we're told what followed. This most glorious period which we're anticipating, I hope you are. Thrones are set. His throne is there. And there are those with him who reign with him. For 1,000 years. Wonderful. What does it say? But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督作一同作王1,000年。
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣跟门徒来到讲,
Fear not, little flock.
啊,说,小群,你们不用惧怕,
it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
耶稣说,乐意将我的国赐给你们。
And when he reigns, when our Lord reigns here,
啊,当我们的主在地上面作王的时候,
following the trumpet and the voice from heaven,
啊,在天上的吹号的宣布和天使的声音,
when he reigns here and establishes his kingdom for 1,000 years,
当在地上来到作王掌权的时候,
there are going to be others reigning with him. The saints shall take the kingdom. They shall be in the company of the king himself. And such a kingdom this world has not known. You know, early on in the history of God and his people, they said, oh, give us a king.
That we
can be like the other nations. Not just a people of God. But a kingdom with a king. And God gave them a king. But that was a great failure. How many of those kings were bad ones?
有几多个王是一个坏的王呢?
19 kings in the northern part of the kingdom.
在北国里面有19个王,
and all were bad.
全部都是坏的王,
and 19 kings in the southern part, the kingdom of Judah.
在南国犹大有19个王,
some were bad.
有些是坏的王,
some were good.
有些是好的王,
not the one that man was given to expect. The kingdom that was holy and true and just and eternal. But here we have reference to the answer of our age-long prayer. Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临,
thy will be done on earth.
你的旨行在地上,如同行在天上,
as it is done in heaven.
如同行在天上,
1,000 years.
一千年,
which are to immediately follow the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你来,当我们主耶稣基督再次回来的时候,立刻就发生了,
and to provide the universe with a kingdom such as never been seen.
在地上面,要恢复这个王国,
what is the kingdom of God?
神的国是怎样?
It's righteousness,
是公义,
peace,
是和平,
and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面的喜乐,
not like our Christmases have become.
不是像现在的圣诞所成为的,
just eating and drinking.
只是吃喝玩乐,
indulging the flesh.
只是放纵肉体,
no, his kingdom is marked by righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
但他的国, 乃圣灵里面的公义, 诚实和平安和喜乐,
And there's going to be a period of 1,000 years. It's called the millennium. And that's what is future. Immediately upon the coming of our Lord the second time. What a kingdom. But there are some that are going to miss it. Why? Because they're not going to be in the first resurrection. What does it say here? Verse 6. Revelation 20:6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Immediately upon his coming, we read it in Thessalonians. Some graves are going to be opened. Those who have been put to sleep by Jesus. Jesus hasn't put everybody to sleep, you know. We may go round our cemeteries. And we may see on our gravestones. So and so. Asleep in Jesus. Well, that was put on a gravestone one day. It was the man's gravestone. Asleep in Jesus. But his wife discovered after he was gone how unfaithful he had been. So she went to the gravestone maker. Said, what have you put on the gravestone? Asleep in Jesus. Oh, she said, well, just add this. Until I come. See, everyone who dies is not put to death, put to sleep by Jesus. Ananias and Sapphira, were they put to sleep by Jesus? That husband and wife who conspired to cheat God or cheat the church. When they died suddenly, were they put to sleep by Jesus? Satan can put to sleep. And Satan has put to sleep some. They died prematurely. What did it say in Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 14 and 15. Forasmuch then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也自让亲自成了血肉之体，就要藉着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
So here, the scripture permits the thought or the fact.
圣经是给我们看见，是准了这个事实。
That Satan has the power, or he had the power, to die, to kill.
撒旦他有一个掌死权的能力。
Destroy him that had the power of death.
That is the devil.
This is one of the things that was accomplished by our Lord's own death.
这个是大麻辣掌先前的魔鬼，这件事是主自己在十字架上来成就的。
He robbed the devil of the power to kill.
他将撒旦那个可以杀人的那个权利拿走。
We have to realize
我们要领会,
that part in the sacrifice of our Lord.
我们的主那个献上那个部分。
To deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. There was a man dying, and all his relatives were gathered at the bed, and he was evidently full of fear. And his relatives said, oh, don't be afraid to die. He said, I'm not afraid to die. I'm thinking about the resurrection. See, God has charge of death and resurrection. But there are those who die in the Lord,
and
yet they are not included in the resurrection or in that first resurrection. It says they lived not. Revelation chapter 20.
Verse 4 to 5. 第四节，第四节同第五节。我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣作见证并为神知道被斩的者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过印记的人的灵魂。他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。这是头一次的复活。
Here in verse 4 is a description of those who endured unspeakable difficulties, sufferings, and testings. But in all their shopping and business affairs, they did not have the mark of the beast.
是好走的人，他们是好或者很成功在他们的事业上，但是他们的额上和手上，他们没有受过印记。
Verse 4 is referring to the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands.
在第四节那里说， 他们是被神为神知道被斩死的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂。
There's a time not too far away,
可能会有一些时间，不会很远的将来的。
When this condition will be prevailing,
当这个情况是会很普遍的，在这个世界上。
Satan will have such control here,
撒旦会在这里有这样的控制。
He will have produced such a system of buying and selling. That if we do not have his mark on our forehead or on our hand, we won't be able to buy or sell. You say, oh, don't believe that. Well, you may not believe it, but it doesn't alter the truth.
你可以不信，但这个不改变真理。
There's going to be a time when Satan, the God of this world,
我会到一天，这个世界的王,
has established his government to such an extent
我在这里要成立他的政府到一个地步,
that he can put the greatest degree of pressure upon us
他将最大的压力放在我们的身上,
to compromise.
要我们让步,
and receive his mark.
要接受他的印记,
but these didn't.
但这些人他们不愿意接受的,
those referred to in verse 4,
在第四节里面所说的,
they resisted.
他们抵挡,
completely.
完全的抵挡,
anything in the nature of the government of this world by Satan.
一切在这个世界里面属于撒旦的政府政权的,他们都抵挡,
but they were the ones who reigned with Christ in that glorious kingdom for 1,000 years.
在这个千年的国度里面来做王,
what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢?
Revelation chapter 3 verse 21.
启示录第三章的第二十一节,
they that overcome
说得胜的,
shall sit with me in my throne.
是要和我同坐在宝座的上面,
as I have overcome,
正如我得胜了,
and sat down with Christ, sat down in my Father's throne.
好像我父的宝座上同我一同坐一样,
and what does it say here?
这里说什么呢?
Those who had resisted evil workings,
那些人抵抗是魔鬼的工作为的,
they reigned with Christ for
1,000 years.
But what does it say?
他说什么呢?
There were those who didn't.
但那些人他们没有的,
and when they were raised from the dead,
当我们从死里复活的时候,
oh, now we're going to have 1,000 years.
我们会有千年的国王的千年年,
no, no, it's gone.
不是了,过了已经,
you've missed it.
你错过了,
you've slept on through it.
你睡着了,
what a sad thing.
何等伤心的事情,
asleep for 1,000 years when the Lord was reigning in glory. And this world was experiencing God's kingdom,
his
majesty, righteousness and purity. And when eventually they are raised from the dead, they find they have missed it. That's the danger, you know, for us all.
你知道, 对于我们每一个,
we may be dead.
我们可以死,
we may have died as a believer.
我们可以是信徒的死,
but have we died as an overcomer?
但我们有没有一个得胜者的死?
Because they have part in the first resurrection.
因为他们在第一次的复活是有份,
and they reign with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead,
其他死的人,
live not.
他们都没法没复活,
see what it says. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power.
在头一次复活的有份有的有福了,圣洁了,第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄,
I will come again.
我会再回来,
and I will establish here on earth my Father's kingdom.
There
will be a time of inexplicable glory. It will be righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Don't miss it. Blessed are they that are holy and right. They don't have to wait in the graves for 1,000 years. But they shall be raised to celebrate his coming. And to share with him his throne for 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. What a reward. But what glory to him. When he comes, his glory shall be manifest in his saints. They will be undoubtedly his. Spirit, soul and body. Let that be true now, brothers and sisters. We are not our own. We are bought with a price.
我们是重价买回来的,
therefore, glorify him in your body and spirit which are his.
所以在我们的身体和灵魂里面来荣耀他,
for blessed and holy are those who shall be raised to reign with him.
是第一次复活,而且跟作王的有福了,
don't miss it.
不要错过,
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, you have in faithfulness given to us your word in the Bible. If we never heard it, it's written there. And if it's not desired, nevertheless it's written there. The just shall live by faith. And there is victory for those that are yours. That we shall be unstained and undefiled in that day when everything is revealed. When all the veils are taken away. All the temporary coverings are gone. Then your majesty, your wonder, your work will be revealed.
你的尊贵荣耀,
oh, we long for you to have your day.
Oh, 主啊,
for you to come with a host of angels.
你从天使一同的降临,
and to be glorified in your people.
你能够,
Lord, we want you to hasten the day.
Oh, 主啊,
but we would also pray. Oh, hasten and complete your work in us.
Oh, 主啊,
that we shall not mourn when you come.
Oh, 主啊, 你回来的时候,
we shall not be pierced in our heart.
Oh,
we shall not have an easy, unhappy time. Lord, we shall welcome that day.
Oh, 主啊,
that you may have what is due to you. Honor and glory and praise.
荣耀尊贵同赞美,
from these lives which were so fallen.
在这个世代,
ruined by sin.
被罪来到毁坏,
but redeemed by the precious blood.
但被这个宝血来到救赎,
purified by the Spirit.
圣灵将我们来到圣,
restored to the likeness which was lost in Adam.
恢复在亚当失落的形象,
brought to the glory that's revealed in Christ.
带到我们在基督里面显现的荣耀,
oh, may it be so, Lord, we pray.
主啊,愿意是这样,
don't let us have this book in vain.
不要让我们是徒然的有圣经,
don't let us leave it on the shelf.
不要让我们这本圣经摆放在书柜上面,
oh, teach us.
教导我们,
lead us,
带领我们,
urge us,
催促我们,
read the word,
读你的话,
that we may know where we are standing,
让我们知道我们站在哪里,
and where we are going,
我们去哪里,
and not be ashamed when you come.
当你回来的时候, 我们不会羞愧,
bless your word to us all,
哦,主要祝福你的话,
and anything that we have not been able to understand,
哦,如果你不能够明白的,
Lord, please interpret it to us.
Oh, 主啊,解释给我们听,
and lead us on to know you from more and more.
带领我们,叫我们更深的,更多地认识你自己,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来祷告,
Amen.